He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with your player podcast. Sage Rosenfels will take over as starting quarterback while Matt Schaub is injured. Rosenfels teammates say they don't see much drop-off. He wants to prove so much against the Ravens on Sunday.
I think my eyes are good to
be with the number ones.
Well, it feels good to be out there and to get all the reps in practice and all that stuff. But I tell you what, it's not an easy week to prepare for. It's probably the most confusing, difficult defense to prepare for as a quarterback in the league. And I've been in the league for 8 years, and I've seen a few things. And this is as tough as it gets. Preparing for these guys mentally, but then physically, they're as good as any team man for man in the league. So it's a tough week for us offensively.
What do they do that's so confusing?
They probably run every blitz and every coverage that's ever been in the NFL in history from every front. They don't just stand there and say we're better than you. They've got great players and they do it all. And it's hard to put a finger on what exactly they're doing sometimes. They're all over the place and they blitz from everywhere and on top of that they've got great players. So it's a great defense and the reason they're the number one in the league.
So you want Craig to start and give you kind of a look before you come in?
What's that?
You want Craig to start and give you a look before you
come in? You know, what we're gonna have to do is weather the storm and try to make as few mistakes as possible and play a good solid four quarter football game and see what happens at the end.
How much does it help that your teammates all have your back? I mean, they're all in your...
Well, it does help, and I think you're always trying to prove stuff to everybody, but most importantly, try to prove things to your teammates. And it is a good feeling to know that these guys have a lot of support in me from how I've played since I've been here from 2 years ago and then what I did last year. So I just have to keep playing solid football and play smart and leave these guys, because I think everyone has confidence in both Matt and myself.
Ball security has been a problem no matter who the quarterback has been. I know Coops has been on you guys. How do you get that turned around?
Basically every play I'm up there, I'm going to be wary of trying to be as smart as possible with the ball, and that might be taking some sacks this week, and that might be throwing the ball away, and that's just going to be just fine. Punting is not a sin, and Usually, if you end a game with all kicks at the end of the possession, whether it be field goals or extra points or punts, a lot of times you win those games, and that's my goal for this week.
After the way the Colts game ended, are you eager to go out and show that you're the guy who played the first 56 minutes of that game and not the last 60 minutes?
Well, sure. I feel like I played pretty well for 95% of the time this year in that game and then last week. But a winning quarterback in this league plays good for the entire game, and that's what I have to do this week.
Sage, how much difference is it you're the number one guy to get most of the reps during practice this week compared to last week when you went in during the middle of the game?
Well, it just helps to get those reps during practice. There's just way big difference between sitting in that main room and out there practicing, watching Matt do it or watching what we think is going to happen, but actually being there and doing it, and especially with the blitzes this week, helps you be out there.
Do you want to be a starter in this league. Does it help not... When you look at it, you know you're going to be in there more than just 1 week. It's going to be more than just this week that you're going to be starting quarterback. Does that help you relax at all and the whole thing of letting the game come to you instead of trying to go out there and make things happen?
I don't know. I'm just going to go out there and try to execute as best I can our game plan and try to play as smart as possible and do my best not to turn the ball over and do my best to execute and hit the guys that are open. That's what I try to do every week. I try to look who's behind me or what the situation is down the road. All I can really worry about is trying to do my best against the Baltimore Ravens this week.
Sage, when you look at Louis Lewis on tape, what comes to mind?
He's got it all. He's still very physically gifted, and his intensity is pretty impressive over there. The way you can tell after he makes a tackle, the way he gets guys fired up, and he's got great intensity, and still physically, he's just as good as there is, and obviously he's as smart as there is in the league at that position. He's still as good as he was 7 or 8 years ago when he was in the premier defensive player in the league.
You said after the Minnesota game, we're talking about Jared Allen, all those guys, but you said they had two defensive tackles, but no joke either. You talk about them not being a joke. What about this? What about this?
I mean, this team is not only the guys are physically gifted. You know, everyone knows Terrell Suggs is an amazing athlete. Everyone knows Ray Lewis is a great athlete. Ed Reed's a great athlete. They've got a couple big guys inside for how big the other great athletes. So the tough part about this week compared to last week is last week they had a great defense as far as everyone individually being great athletes and great players. This week, not only they have that, but their scheme is really confusing. So it's sort of a it's doubly tough this week, but do I think we can do it this week? Yes, we can.
Of course.
What about having...
Where's the, my guy?
Somebody ask you the other way?
Put that in there somewhere.
What about having a bounty on your head? You think you must...
I hope they don't have a bounty on my head. That would be... That'd be tough, but I'm not in their locker room, and we don't have any bounties on any in their heads. I know that.
So you have not had, you wanted to have more opportunities during your career to be where you are right this minute. You didn't want it because of somebody else's injury. That's just the way part of the business. What is it like for you to be in this position again, to get this chance to show the league that you can do this? I know you're about winning, but you still have to show folks you can do it.
Well, number one, it is about winning. That's the most important thing I can do for this football team and for myself is to go out there and win the football game. And the best way for me to do that is by me playing great football. And so if we go out there and win, it doesn't really matter how I play. So that's all I really, really care about.
All you Texans.